greetings and salutations. Last night, January the 26th at 9 p.m. Mountain Time, Spy Radio went back on the air on the Blog Talk Radio Network live. Unfortunately, due to some Blog Talk technicalities, we were unable to launch as scheduled. And consequently, the show did go ahead, but unfortunately, the ability to take callers was impeded. I was always taught you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Luckily for Spy, we have a very loyal audience, many who pick us up on archive, as you are doing today, tonight. And we thank you for that. And let me assure you that Spy Radio, in one form or another, will continue to exist, and we will have a clean carrier, so you may participate in our shows. Now, this problem has happened on Blog Talk a few years ago, and again last year. And as a paid service, which TerraChat have paid for the premium service to the internet, as a paid service, we are very, very disappointed. In fact, feelers have gone out today, on the 27th, to find a new venue to carry the Spy Radio service, until Blog Talk Radio resolve their amateur attempts to keep Blog Talk Radio afloat. This has to stop. Expensive payments are made to Blog Talk Radio to be permitted to broadcast at the time specified. It is not expected that Blog Talk Radio would collapse the moment the show starts. This must end, and Blog Talk Radio have been put on notice unless they can guarantee a premium quality service that we are prepared to move all three stations off the Blog Talk system onto a more stable system as they promote. Now, of course, in saying that, I am sure that Blog Talk Radio may take exception to my open statements and remove me willingly from their station system and refund my money back into my account, which would make everybody happy. However, Spy Radio, Night Talk Radio, and the voice of the Canadian Rockies, the VOCR, will continue in one form or another. Remember, Blog Talk is merely a link to what really happens. Until that is reconciled, we will remain on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting the Spy Radio show on a regular basis, along with Night Talk Radio, and of course, the VOCR, the voice of the Canadian Rockies. So we shall continue to broadcast through the Blog Talk Radio network until a secondary carrier can be found that is certainly more stable, certainly cheaper, and certainly more professional than what we have found on the Blog Talk Radio system. With that said, here is the show from last night in its entirety, most which was not broadcast on the Blog Talk Radio system. Enjoy. There is nothing worse.
This is Spy Radio.
Yes. Great to be back on the TerraChat Radio Network. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, madame and messieurs, boys and girls, mes enfants. Welcome to another season of Spy Radio. I am your host,
the purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nosra.
We have a crazy world news year ahead of us, and of course, the U.S. presidential elections will consume much of our time.
The fact is, we had four dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night and decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
Well, look, we've watched this go on for 2 months. This didn't happen yesterday. ISIS has been moving out, threatening the Kurds, threatening the government of Iraq, threatening the Sunnis in the northwestern part of the country. And now we've got the Kurdish forces, the Peshmerga, apparently breaking very, very close to their own capital, out of ammunition, out of supplies, which they've been begging for from the United States for weeks.
They're better at the internet than we are, and they're training people to be terrorists and killers on the internet, and they're taking them. And then they'll go away, which is fine. They'll go away. But then we let them come back into the country because nobody wants to take away their rights. Do you believe this? It's so unbelievable. So they go and they fight for ISIS. They come to the country and we accept them back. And at some point they won't be going away. They'll be shooting us here, all right? They're not going to be going over to Syria. They're not going to be going over to these other places. They'll stay right here.
During each broadcast, we look forward to your input and suggestions, your email, and of course, your call-ins.
Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
No doubt some of what is said during the year will be controversial, possibly unpopular. We are the purveyors of information and ideas. You, the reader, listener, shall be the judge on the quality of information presented. We count on your life experiences in the way of feedback, either on-air discussion, email comments, and editorials, or post to our Facebook or our blog pages. To follow the news items included in each on-air edition, check out our Facebook page at Spy or our blog at spygazette.blogspot.ca. If you prefer to respond by email, then editor@spyradio.ca. We remind you that anonymous or mass mailings shall be ignored. Please mark in the re-column for release, and we shall read them on the air at a later date or process them to our blog for membership reading. This is
Spy Radio. The voice continues after this. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
What a strange, strange evening. This is the first night we've come back into Blog Talk Radio, and I've got to tell you, the connections are horrendous. Now, something is not right with the world. We're not quite sure what it is. All tests at this end show that our systems are running at a standard rate. There are no problems on the internet line until you get to Blog Talk. So I don't know exactly what to say. Good evening. Welcome to Spy Radio on a crippled ship, by the looks of it. It appears that we are being restricted from being able to do anything. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Spy Radio.
This is Spy Radio on the TerrorJam Radio Network.
This is the difference between being a governor and being a senator. See, when you're a senator, what you get to do is just talk and talk and talk, and you talk so much that nobody can ever keep up with what you're saying. It's accurate or not. When you're a governor, you're held accountable for everything you do.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing the country.
Everybody on the stage is better than Hillary Clinton. And I think the focus ought to be on making sure that we leave this nomination process, and at the end of the day, we need to unite behind the winner so that we can defeat Hillary Clinton, because she is a disaster.
Somebody criticized me the other day because they asked me what I do, and I said, I'm going to bomb the shit out of them.
This is Spy Radio on the TerrorJam Radio Network. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136. If the veil of political pontification, Guru Nosra.
The purveyor of political pontification. Well, I guess I'll swing for that one. Well, good evening, everybody. We're not quite sure what's going on here. We have half systems running, half systems off on our first night out. This is what's called a soft opening, and now I see why, because we have got a mess on our hands tonight. But as our East Coast friends dig out of a historic snowstorm, we sit here in Calgary, Alberta, at a high of 8 degrees Celsius today, 46 Fahrenheit for our Imperial friends, in the midst of what is known as a Chinook. We'll let you Google that. C-H-I-N-O-O-K, Chinook. Our long-range forecasts predict much of the same, actually, for the next week or so. So I think it's time to wash the truck, get an oil change, and prepare, because we know we will pay for it sooner than later. So far, to date, our winter has been easy. We are due, unfortunately, for a good storm. So let's do some shout-outs before we get started. To the Scottish lass, happy belated Robbie Burns Day. And to Wildfire, keep the burning bush going, girl. And Calgary Bricky's much better half, nice shoes. So we have the U.S. presidential election, but this year it's much more than just electing another paid mouth. This election, we see a multitude of prospective leaders. For instance, a businessman who is sick to death with the political as usual crowd, who doesn't ask for a campaign finance and wants to serve his country as a proud, successful citizen. Donald Trump, for all of his faults, remains the best possible candidate to reverse the course of the mighty ship of state and return the trust and pride back into the U.S. and maybe nullify many of Obama's crazy executive orders. Donald Trump, the GOP frontrunner, who is gaining momentum, breaking all rally attendance records and receiving huge endorsements, the likes of Sarah Palin, the Tea Party, John Wayne family, Rumsfeld just came out, and Giuliani also said Trump was the man. They've nullified the old political establishment, and he's brought a breath of fresh air into a stale and somewhat rigged election process. But you know what? It isn't over yet.
The Voice continues after this.
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing.
We need to understand who the job creators are in this country, because we need more jobs to grow the middle class and to grow the wages of the middle class. Who creates jobs? Small businesses, new businesses, family-owned businesses.
In terms of Saudi Arabia, look, my biggest problem with them is they're funding radical clerics through their madrasas. That is a bad deal and an evil situation, and presidents have looked the other way. And we better make it clear to the Saudis that we're going to support you, we're in relation with you, just like we were in the first Gulf War, but you got to knock off the funding and teaching of radical clerics, who are the very people who try to destroy us and will turn around and destroy them.
That's why I support this deal. I support it as part of a larger strategy toward Iran.
This is the greatest country in the history of mankind, but in 2008, we elected a president that didn't want to fix America. He wants to change America. We elected a president that doesn't believe in the Constitution. He undermines it. We elected a president that's weakening America on the global stage. We elected a president that doesn't believe in the free enterprise system. This election has to be about reversing all of that damage. That's why I'm running for office.
It's the slowest recovery in our history. Slowest. And it's not a recovery. By the way, you look at what's going on. Take a look at what's happening on Wall Street. You know, the only flicker, and this was largely because of outside sources and the bubble. It's a big fat bubble, folks. Watch. But the only flicker they had is Wall Street. And a lot of it was going up. They're not making any money. It's going up. They have some of these internet companies that don't make anything and their stock keeps going up. Watch. We had a bubble last time. Watch this one. This is going to be a beauty.
We have the world's best military, even though he's done everything he can to diminish it. If we give them a mission and we don't tie their hands behind their back, they can get it accomplished.
The fact is, we had 4 dead Americans. Was it because of a protest, or was it because of guys out for a walk one night who decided they'd go kill some Americans? What difference at this point does it make?
I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Something's happening in the world. Your vote will decide who answers that call. Who do you want answering the phone?
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
Results count. And as governor, I pushed Florida up to the top in terms of jobs, income, and small business growth. Detailed plans count. And I believe that the plan I've laid out to destroy ISIS before the tragedies of San Bernardino and Paris are the right ones. Credibility counts. There'll be people here that will talk about what they're going to do. I've done it. I ask for your support to build together a safer and stronger America.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Jam Radio Network. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
Even though the phone number goes out there, if there is anybody that happened to hang in there through the technical difficulties, which I doubt, but I wouldn't blame you at all. But if you are out there, by all means, you call in and we'll have a chat. And if not, that's okay too. It is understandable after all of the technical glitches that Blog Talk has thrown at us at the beginning of the show tonight. So Trump is now saying that he's going to boycott the Thursday night Fox debate. Basically, it's a little scrap he has with Megyn Kelly. Him and Megyn just don't seem to get eye to eye, and they're rubbing each other raw. And Trump is prepared to stay away from the debate and watch the numbers by the millions fall for those debate ratings. The GOP and the old political guard, of course, continue to attempt to stop Trump, mainly because they and their special interest group cannot control him. He speaks his mind, and not the political diatribe which generational politicians continue to ram down the throats of its electorate. In rebuttal to Obama's State of the Union address a couple of weeks ago, the grand old party took several swipes at Donald Trump, acting like a petulant child being denied candy. But to the old guard's dismay, it didn't impact Trump at all, and in fact, it backfired on the GOP. Now we have Hillary Rodham Clinton, the Democrat expected to take the reins from Barack Obama, but she isn't doing so well. A number of trust and decision issues dog her campaign. Benghazi remains a huge obstacle of trust, along with her unprotected personal email server of thousands of classified documents. And as we are learning, these documents were above top secret, ultra secret, uber secret, all sent on her personal unclassified system. Now, there is rumor that the FBI may intend to indict her. No, it's just a rumor. But could you imagine? I mean, really, could you imagine the outcry if Hillary Rodham Clinton was indicted, possibly for war crime? What would she be indicted for? Treason? Subversion? I guess there's a number of angles that Hillary Clinton could pay penance, right?
Who's best prepared to be commander-in-chief? Because that's the most important question facing.
We need to understand who the job creators are in this country, because we need more jobs to grow the middle class and to grow the wages of the middle class. Who creates jobs? Small businesses, new businesses, family-owned businesses.
In terms of Saudi Arabia, look, my biggest problem with them is they're funding radical clerics through their madrasas. That is a bad deal and an evil situation, and presidents have looked the other way. And we better make it clear to the Saudis that we're going to support you, we're in relation with you, just like we were in the first Gulf War, but you got to knock off the funding and teaching of radical clerics, who are the very people who try to destroy us and will turn around and destroy them.
Having walked this earth for some 60 years, observing each decade of change, I cannot remember a time when the world was at peace. In fact, looking back through history, it seems that we've been at war with one nation or another since the beginning of time. Our claim to be the most intelligent species on the planet and possibly the universe, while continuing to slaughter our perceived enemies and building bigger and nastier weapons, it doesn't sound very intelligent. Systematically desecrating Mother Earth on an hourly basis and continually violating the sanctity of life doesn't sound very intelligent to me. So, why do we continue to slaughter? Why do certain nationalities continue to hold on to ancient belief, anger, and hate? If you have an answer, I'd love to hear. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
There you have it. You have Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. I mean, my God, what a calamity. When these two are the only viable candidate that the DNC can put forward, you have to wonder what's going on with the world. My guess is that Hillary will announce either John Kerry, Joe Biden, or Bill Clinton as her vice president running mate. Now, that is if she can stall or overcome the pending FBI charges resulting from Emailgate or Gowdy's investigation on Benghazi. If not, the DNC will need to find someone else. They'll have to bring somebody else forward as a potential candidate who could beat the GOP nominee, which looks like it shall be Donald Trump. So what happens if Clinton is charged and she must recuse herself from running? Would Kerry step up to the plate? Would Joe Biden step in for the country? Good old Smoking Joe. Or is there somebody else that has the ability to step into the breach and do for country what country wants to do for them?
Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
So is it a win for Bernie the socialist, who wishes to raise the middle income taxes to provide universal health care, a 21st century model of socialistic existence? Or will the DNC parachute in Biden or Kerry to save the day? What do you think?
Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
As we look around the world, mainstream media continue to decide what the average viewer or listener should know. Atrocities continue to happen daily, oblivious to the mainstream media. The FBI has arrested a man who it says was planning a mass shooting at a Masonic temple in Milwaukee. You heard about this one yet? Sami Mohammed Hamzeh, 23, has been charged with possession of a machine gun and a silencer. The FBI said he wanted to kill as many as 30 people. According to the criminal complaint, Hamzeh had been under investigation since September. The investigation showed that in October, Hamzeh planned to travel to Jordan, enter the West Bank, and conduct an attack on Israeli soldiers and citizens living in the West Bank. Hamzeh later abandoned those plans and began to focus on conducting an attack in the United States. Authorities began to record his conversations in October, and during the calls, Hamzeh explained that he wanted to commit a domestic act of violence. Earlier this month, he settled on a Masonic temple in Milwaukee as his target. Sami Mohammed Hamzeh, 23, has been charged with possession of a machine gun and a silencer. What are they going to do? Slap him on the wrist?
Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
And I did not direct anyone to interfere in any investigation.
I never told anybody to lie, not a single time. Never.
Trustworthy.
Trump is really going to hurt her in the long run.
I did not email any classified material to anyone on my email.
What do you have? Email server as Secretary of State and scrub it, and I'm going to believe you. And you think the American public is that stupid?
Senator Sanders wants to dismantle Obamacare, dismantle the CHIP program, dismantle Medicare, dismantle private insurance.
Which is why I believe in universal health care.
Now, the Republicans in Congress have voted against the Affordable Care Act 55 times.
Republicans just voted last week to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and thank goodness President Obama vetoed it and saved Obamacare for the American people. And even when the Democrats were in charge of the Congress, we couldn't get the votes for that. And it's what I did as Secretary of State on numerous occasions in order to pass a treaty that lowered the nuclear weapons in both Russia and the United States.
That Congress is owned by big money and refuses to do what the American people want them to do. The Democratic Party needs major reform. We need a 50-state strategy so that people in South Carolina and Mississippi can get the resources that they need.
We can talk all we want about wanting to build a stronger Democratic Party.
How are we going to heal the divisions and the wounds in our country?
We are one. Our cause is one. And we must help each other if we're going to succeed.
That is I Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
And here's another story that mainstream media barely touched. Taliban fighters have attacked the university in Pakistan. Armed militants stormed the university in volatile northwestern Pakistan last Wednesday, killing at least 20 people and wounding dozens, a little more than a year after the massacre of 134 students at a school in the same area. A senior Pakistani Taliban commander claimed responsibility for the assault, but an official spokesman later denied involvement, calling the attack un-Islamic. Now remember, this is the same group who, according to Obama, were finished, just as Al-Qaeda were finished. Billions of dollars spent in Iraq and Afghanistan, thousands of lives, blood on the soil, all gone. The same septic mess remains, largely because Obama withdrew forces. At least 25 people, including 18 Westerners, were killed when four turban-wearing attackers from Al-Qaeda's West African affiliate launched a bloody assault on a hotel and cafe in Ouagadougou, the capital of Burkina Faso. Survivors who escaped from the city center hotel Splendide and the nearby cafe Cappuccino told how the assailants struck just before 8:30 p.m. as crowds were building building on Friday evening, and they were firing into the air and crying Allahu Akbar before starting to execute people at point blank range. In the Cappuccino Cafe, diners described pretending to be dead for almost an hour as terrorists picked over them, killing anyone still alive before setting it alight and shooting at those who tried to escape the acrid smoke. In addition to the four jihadists, at least 25 people were killed in the attack, and the Splendid Hotel and the nearby cafe will never be the same. As these atrocities continue to unfold and millions of Syrians are displaced because of the civil war in Syria, Europe are feeling the heavy financial burden of the invasion of refugees from war-torn nations in the Middle East. Germany's finance minister has called for a new EU-wide tax on gasoline to pay for the refugees crisis. Wolfgang Schäuble proposed a tax on petroleum sales across the EU to pay for the cost of securing the Schengen's area external borders against a further influx of migrants. Schäuble said, "We cannot fail to address this problem because of lack of funds." A UN study of new sources of financing for this multi-billion dollar aid operations is recommending a voluntary tax on the football matches and concerts as one option to raise funds. Are you kidding me? You will get a riot in England if you tax a football match. You obviously haven't taken any social understanding of what happens when you mess with an Englishman's football match.
Having walked this earth for some 60 years, observing each decade of change, I cannot remember a time when the world was at peace. In fact, looking back through history, it seems that we've been at war with one nation or another since the beginning of time. Our claim to be the most intelligent species on the planet and possibly the universe, while continuing to slaughter our perceived enemies and building bigger and nastier weapons, it doesn't sound very intelligent. Systematically desecrating Mother Earth on an hourly basis and continually violating the sanctity of life doesn't sound very intelligent to me. So why do we continue to slaughter? Why do certain nationalities continue to hold on to ancient belief, anger, and hate? If you have an answer, I'd love to hear. Got something to say? Phone lines are open. 267-521-0136. 267-521-0136.
And if there hadn't been a cock-up with Blog Talk at the beginning of the show, then possibly we would have callers coming into the show. But unfortunately, we were late getting started, and I'm sure what we had, we lost. So anyway, this UN report study released last Sunday in Dubai also recommends tapping into Islamic social finance and mandatory almsgiving, the zakat, as well as improving the transparency of relief operations to cut costs. More wars and natural disasters over the past decade have sent the price tag for the global UN aid effort skyrocketing from $2 billion in 2000 to $24.5 billion in 2015, according to the nine experts who, of course, drafted this report. At the same time, the United Nations is struggling to meet its funding appeals. Last year, a funding shortfall forced UN agencies to cut food rations to 1.6 million Syrians living in refugee camps, a move now seen as having partly triggered the mass exodus of refugees to Europe. Another organization that is rife with theft and embezzlement, the United Nations, a corrupt organization which swallows money like a gluttonous fool. A similar problem of financial support exists in North America, where the U.S. President and Canadian Prime Minister have vowed to allow an unprecedented number of claimed Syrian refugees to be absorbed into North American society, placing a further strain on economies and the welfare system. So the question is, who will pay for Obama and Trudeau's immigration plans? Well, you, the taxpayer, of course.
This is Spy Radio on the Terror Chat Radio Network.
And this is Spy Radio, and it's taken a while to get up and get at it. We've got most of the technical glitches worked out, I hope, and I do believe I have a moderator playing in the wings, making sure that we kick it. So let's hope that works. So the Islamic State fighters have abducted more than 400 civilians after capturing new ground in the major assault on the Syrian city of Deir ez-Zor, left dozens dead, according to the reports, and a British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said ISIS killed at least 135 people in the multi-front attack. The dead include 85 civilians, 50 regime fighters, according to the Human Rights Monitor, which said that ISIS also kidnapped more than 400 civilians from the captured territory. Now, those abducted, all of whom are Sunnis, by the way, are women, children, family members of pro-regime fighters. They are being taken to areas under ISIS control and to the border of Raqqa province, ISIS's main stronghold in Syria. The monitor said that at least 42 ISIS fighters had been killed in the attack, and the fighting was ongoing, with regime forces backed by Russian airstrike trying to recapture the lost ground. It added that regime forces were bringing additional troops and military equipment from elsewhere in the city and the battlefront. And the Western world does nothing. We run a few sorties. We throw a few bombs here and there. We make it look like we care.
The voice continues after this.
And the voice does continue. Of course, we don't expect to have any call-ins because we had a technical glitch at the beginning of the show and we were late to start. So this is going to be the soft opening banked show that's just going to go into the grinder. It is what it is, unfortunately.
This is Spy Radio on the TerrorChat Radio Network.
A story you don't hear much about, if anything. A suicide bomber killed 13 people in the eastern Afghan city of Jalalabad on Sunday at a home of a tribal leader when people had gathered to celebrate his son's release from Taliban captivity. No immediate claim of responsibility, but there's quite a few people that think they know what's happening up there. The U.S. Embassy in Baghdad confirms that several Americans are missing in Iraq after local media reported that three Americans had been kidnapped in the Iraqi capital. U.S. Embassy spokesman Scott Bowles said Sunday that they were working in full cooperation with the Iraqi authorities to locate the missing American. His comments came after the Arab news channel Al Arabiya, citing its own sources, reported that three Americans had been kidnapped by militias in Baghdad. Now, really, how many Iranians did we give up to make this big deal? So we give up some, and they give up a couple of their Americans that they'd held hostage for so long. Big fanfare, Obama gets patted on the back, and a few days later, three Americans are kidnapped in Baghdad, and we're back to square one. I mean, really? Really? I mean, do you really have to go there? Does it make sense to you? Does that make any kind of sense at all? That we wouldn't have anticipated what Iran would do if they gave back some of the hostages? Yeah. They say it's not rocket science, but it doesn't seem like those that are in charge are really paying any attention to the game of chess that Iran is playing.
Comments and statements made by tonight's host or guests remain the opinion of the speaker and not necessarily the opinion of the TerrorChat Network. KB and MTOR. In the dead of night, when all is dark and all your daytime worries engulf you, in the dead of night, expanding your mind to the great world about you. In the dead of night, when the night winds howl in the sacred hours of the castle walls. In the dead of night, when all is still, who will you know tonight? Night Talk Radio returns to the TerrorChat Radio Network. Stay tuned. This is Night Talk Radio on the TerrorChat Radio Network.
Your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
And the likelihood that we're the only living substance in all of this is absolutely absurd, that we are being visited and have been visited by alien spacecraft and alien beings. And our governments around the world have covered it up, but only recently other governments have started to open their files, except the United States has still not started opening its files.
Fly by the comets, visit asteroids, visit the moon of Mars. There's a monolith there, a very unusual structure on this little potato-shaped object that goes around Mars once in 7 hours. When people find out about that, they're going to say, who put that there? Who put that there? God put it there.
Night Talk Radio.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
Night Talk Radio returns to the TerrorChat Network. Stay tuned.
Oh, yes, things that go bump in the night. Night Talk returns. Looking forward, we've got some great guests on the Night Talk channel. They're getting ready to come on board here in the next couple of months. So in the meantime, this is Spy Radio, political debate, discussion, editorial, social, interaction, world affairs, world event. And as the weeks progress and we stabilize the Blog Talk Radio system, once stabilized, we will be able to get on with true business. So let's have a look at the old GOP federal election cycle in the United States. Republican presidential candidate and Texas Senator Ted Cruz has prompted a vicious defense of New York City from Donald Trump. A couple of weeks ago in the Republican debate in South Carolina, Cruz kind of took a shot at Trump. Wasn't anything too serious regarding New Yorkers having blacks and that are raised differently. So Cruz chastised Trump for that. It just kind of went downhill from there. Trump really doesn't have much time for Ted Cruz now. So, you know, Cruz has dug back to 1999 or somewhere back there in an interview that Trump gave regarding abortion and regarding a number of things. So Cruz digs back to 1999 to get a slam on to Donald Trump. You know, we all change our minds. We all learn and expand. And as we learn and expand, we may alter how we feel and how we think about certain things. We can't always think exactly the same throughout the generations that we exist. Things must change. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I could never understand old people. Never figured it out. Now I'm not so young. I think I'm getting smarter. When I was a kid, I never understood what being a senior person is. But now I'm reaching that level. I get it, but it's taking me that time to get it. Life moves at different paces for different levels of society. And unfortunately, the governments of today are in such a speed and such a frenzy to actually accomplish something. They run around in circles and usually get nowhere. And along comes somebody like Donald Trump, Palin. They shake things up. Now you got Jeb Bush, the darling of the GOP. For all intents and purposes, it's finished. His polling numbers are dropping. His attempted attacks on Canada during the last debate was sad and pathetic. His attack ad just not hitting the mark. And apparently he spent $85 million already. Jeb is in a free fall. And in my opinion, I think he was led to believe that he would indeed be the chosen one to become the nominee. I think he believed he was going to continue the generational legacy of the Bush family. Now, Marco Rubio scored some great points in the last debate. Unfortunately, he has a number of issues over his head, and they will gnaw away at his support as the DNC and liberal hack continue to erode his trust and respect levels. However, on the Sunday talk circuit, Rubio did make some pretty good inroads, whose uptick in recent polls puts him in the running for third place finish in the early nomination states of Iowa and New Hampshire. He offered up some criticism for Cruz as well. He said, "The fact of the matter is that Ted has shown a propensity throughout his career in the U.S. Senate to take one position in front of one audience and then change his position in front of another," Rubio told NBC News in a Sunday interview. "So he raises money in New York and then he criticizes New York value." The Florida Republican added that he himself has never used the phrase "New York values" in his campaign. I mean, really? This is it? Take the gloves off, boys. It's rock and roll.
The Voice continues after this.
Now we've got Chris Christie. There you go, Chris Christie. Now here's a serious candidate, eh? His attitude and steadfastness to principles have not done much for his poll numbers, but it did put him at the big boys' table for a while in recent debates. Chris Christie is a dark horse in that he could pull some impressive numbers during the Iowa voting rounds. Carly Farino is hanging on by a thread, although her statements resonate with a number of voters. Carly was not at the big boys' table and was stuck with a lower tier candidates, which was easy pickings for her. So what's your personal candidate? You got any, huh?
Having walked this earth for some 60 years, observing each decade of change, our claim to be the most intelligent species on the planet and possibly the universe, while continuing to slaughter our perceived enemies and building bigger and nastier weapons, it doesn't sound very intelligency of life. Doesn't sound very intelligent to me. So, why do we continue to slaughter? Why do certain nationalities continue to hold on to ancient belief, angers, and hate? If you have an answer, I'd love to.
And the Republic of North Korea has decided to raise its ugly head a little bit, and it said it could stop nuclear tests in exchange for the U.S. scrapping joint military drills with South Korea, while also calling for a peace treaty with the U.S. in an echo of demands that were rejected immediately by the Washington in the past. The U.S. has previously called North Korea linking the military drills with its nuclear test as an implicit threat and demanded that Pyongyang first demonstrate its sincerity to nuclear disarmament. Really, come on, people. You know, the North is extremely sensitive to outside criticism. The authoritarian leadership of Kim Jong-un. So North Korea fire thousands of propaganda leaflets across the border. Like, come on, you know, it's pretty darn childish. Well, as we come to the end of this mismatched piece of show tonight, after we finally got everything working the way it should have been working when we fired off at 9 o'clock, no doubt some of what is said during the year will be controversial, possibly unpopular. We are the purveyors of information and ideas. You, the reader, listener, shall be the judge on the quality of information presented.
GVN Mentor.
Follow the news items included in each on-air edition. Check out our Facebook page at Spy or our blog at spygazette.blogspot.ca. If you prefer to respond by email, then editor@spyradio.ca. This is
Spy Radio. The voice continues after this. The purveyor of political pontification, Guru Nosra, KVN Emtor. In today's tough economic times, many are working much harder to earn less than they did 8 years ago. Some have lost their jobs and their lives have collapsed. Families torn apart from economical hardship. Those of us who are fortunate and have maintained their financial balance need to offer a hand to help friends and family. Take a moment to care for your fellow man. Give to those who are less fortunate. Remember the golden rule. But for the grace of God, go I. To be safe until we meet again. Blessings upon your family. Has been a Spy Radio production in association with the Terror Chat Radio Network.